Religious Zionist member of Knesset Simcha Rothman was denied entry just hours before his scheduled departure, with officials citing concerns that his presence could spread hate and division. This is his departure to Australia. The move has stirred debate both locally and internationally. Is this a necessary safeguard against extremism or an infringement on the free speech and democratic discourse? So, to unpack the implications, turning to a voice that can certainly shed light on the deeper issues at play. And joining me right now is Justin Ambler, who is a South African-born writer, commentator, is a passionate voice on Jewish affairs in Israel. He's known for his thought-provoking insights on politics, identity, and the Jewish world. And Justin has written extensively about issues facing Israel and the global Jewish community. Today, he's helping you and I to explore the controversy surrounding Simcha Rothman's denied entry and what it means for free expression, democracy, and the fight against hate. Hello, Justin Ambler. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kathy. How are you?
Very happy to be speaking to you again. Yes. So,
yes.
Justin, do you think that the denial of entry says more about Simcha Rothman himself or about the society that fears his voice?
I think it actually has not so much to do with Simcha, more to do with Australia at the moment. It seems every week there's something new happening down under. But look, the denial of his visa, or actually the cancellation of his visa, because he was actually granted the visa about 10 days ago, and it was only cancelled this morning. So it's indicative of basically a concerning pattern in Australia, which is like singling out a lot of Israeli officials. This is not the first time that a visa has been cancelled. November last year, former Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked was due to come to Australia, and her visa was also cancelled. And the reason was a risk of vilification and inciting discord. So similar to what today's case was. Hillel Fuld, who is basically an Israeli
Personality.
Yeah, exactly. He's an influencer. That was just cancelled a couple of months ago in June. And the reason given for that was Islamophobic and disruptive social media posts were given. So this isn't something completely new. As I said, it's just kind of like a pattern that we've been seeing for a little while now.
So is it against Jewish people that the visas are being denied? Is it against people who are coming with opinions and on speaking tours, who have a certain status? I mean, I'm trying to understand on what basis. Did they say on what basis they cancelled the visa?
Well, basically it was due to social media, or not social media, just basically media statements or things he had said in the media. For instance, in the actual document, there's a list of some of his interviews that he's made, which is basically things like claiming that, you know, they want to destroy Hamas, for instance, that we will, in a statement in September in 2024, he said something like, we will continue to strike at the enemy and fight the terror that surrounds us, in order to protect and defend the security of the citizens of the state of Israel. It's not so much, in my opinion, it's not so much what he said. It's also because he's part of the religious Zionist group, and their leader, who you might, he's quite well known, you might know as Bezalel Smotrich. Mm-hmm. They're actually sanctioned on him from Australia at the moment. So I think a lot of this to do is because of the party, you know, he's part of in the coalition. And also, you know, it's also maybe a sense of punishment against Israel. Because, you know, last week, as you may have seen, Australia has decided that they would recognize a Palestinian state next month in the UN general election. Mm. And people like Mr. Smotrich and also Simcha Rothman, they're very much against the Palestinian state, as is much of Israeli society these days. So it very much goes against what the Australian government policies at the moment. It's very much at odds with that.
Justin, I'm having trouble understanding the Australian government right now, because last Sunday there was a 100-man, it was called a White Man March in Melbourne. Mm. The police did absolutely nothing. And this is a fascist group. And they were allowed to march and say whatever they want. So help me to understand what is going on with your government. Because Kathy, as an outsider, I really can't.
As an insider, it's not so easy to understand. When it comes to protests, they're very inconsistent in the way they handle these things. For instance, at that White Man, I think there may have been Nazi or swastika might have been displayed, which is actually an illegal act. So anyone waving it is actually subject to the law. Now, I don't know if anything went through with that, but these same kind of flags we see at also you talked about the White Man March, the same thing we see at the anti-Israel marches, or the pro-Palestinians that they call them. We see these same illegal or items that have been deemed illegal by law being waived, and yet we see very little action by the government in cracking down on this. So it's a case of there are laws, but it seems the enforcement of these laws are very, very weak.
Yeah.
Supposedly, if they find out who it is at a later stage, they might go after them.
It's pretty ironic.
But at the time when it should be shut down.
Do you hear the irony in what you're saying? You're saying that the implementation of the laws is very weak, right? Australia has probably one of the most over-regulated societies, that if you can hear the radio playing in the car next to you, that person, Australians like to report those people and they get fines, right?
Definitely like their regulations.
Yeah, they like the regulations. It's really not making a lot of sense. Justin.
No, you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It does make a lot of sense. But also, there's a whole point of, look, Australia's a democracy, and this idea that people can't come in because their views are also different, to what yours are. I mean, that's not how democracies work. You should be able to hear different opinions, even if you don't agree with them. I mean, that's the whole point. Even if their opinions are controversial, they're part of a legitimate political debate. And I mean, Israel, is a very robust democracy. I mean, there are many, many different kinds of views. And the idea of just stopping people coming in because you don't like their views, it's anti-freedom, it's anti-democracy, it's against everything that, the values of Western democracy stand for, such as free speech and liberalism.
Israel
that's a definite concern.
Israel does actually stop people from going. They don't just let everybody in anymore. It's not like that, because people who and it's actually been in the media, even some politicians who have wanted to go, who rabble rousers, for lack of a better term, Israel has stopped them from going. So I suppose.
Going where, you mean? Sorry.
Into Israel.
Oh yeah.
They stopped people going to Israel.
Yeah, there are the ones who have basically shown hostility towards Israel. Yeah, they have stopped members, I think, from Britain. They stopped them. But I think they also came under false pretenses. There was a group that came in who said they were part of a study group and they weren't. So, I mean, there are some other issues. But you're right. I mean, look, all countries, they have the right to do these things. I'm not saying they don't. But, there's also it's a line you walk between, free speech and also, obviously, it's a fine line. It's not always so clear, but there is a line, and it's part of, it's a line that all democracies really have to navigate.
100%.
It's not always that straightforward. It's not always black and white, but it is. But still, you do expect, I think, an elected government minister from a democracy, to not be able to have their view, or to not be able to come in and actually express solidarity with the Australian Jewish community, which was part of the reason.
Yes.
Which was the reason for this visit. I think it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Australia, as as we've discussed many times, has got a massive increase in anti-Semitism. Many the Jewish community does feel very isolated here. Not isolated, but they feel very much, alone, and we're subject to a lot of attacks. We've discussed this many times, and this was an expression of solidarity. So of course, many in the community will feel rightly disappointed.
Yeah,
Justin, and also, I could just add one more thing.
Sure.
We've seen many, many demonstrations which are viciously anti-Israel. So the idea of stopping a minister because he might cause division. There's already division in this country. There's already many of this stuff already. So it's almost like it's almost laughable stopping a minister from Israel come in who might sow division when already so much division already exists.
Yeah. Justin Amler, thank you very, very much for your time and for sharing your insights.